You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our text is Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. This scripture is speaking concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how he operated as the Son of Man. This is Jesus as the Son of Man. For some believers today, they desire sin but are afraid of the consequence of sin. You may think that is a good thing, but that is not the state of a new creation. There are people that, given the opportunity, they will want to sin. But when they think of the consequence, you are a preacher. You want to go outside of your marriage to engage in adultery. But you are saying to yourself, if I get caught now, it could terminate the ministry. They could disgrace me. And it could be in the newspaper because I'm a popular preacher. So the truth is, you have not been delivered from sin. You love sin, but you are afraid of consequence of sin. Or you saw a video of a man who went to sleep with another man's wife. And some, for fetish reasons, they were not able to end that exercise. They were not able to separate. So people had to come in. So what they thought they were doing secretly became leaked to the whole world. So you are afraid. If I go and do it and this happens to me, what will I say? I will be disgraced. How will I cope? You see, when you are like that, it's a sign that your heart has not been delivered from sin. Jesus, he loved righteousness and hated iniquity. And I love the order. The Bible didn't say he hated iniquity and loved righteousness. He said he loved righteousness, as if the basis for hating iniquity is because of his love for righteousness. For a lot of people, righteousness is a burden. It's almost like, well, we've got no choice. This is what God is saying he wants. He says, when they speak, I should just keep quiet. I should not speak my mind. You see, that means that you don't love righteousness. You consider righteousness a burden. Jesus did not consider righteousness to be a burden. He loved it. And Jesus did not desire iniquity. He hated it. And this is how every one of us should also be. This should be our normal life. This is what Jesus came to accomplish, such that we will hate iniquity and we will love righteousness. Righteousness will no longer be burdensome. It will be something we love. Moreover, the righteousness we are talking about is even his own righteousness, which is going to be expressed through our lives. Do you love righteousness, or are you simply afraid of the consequence of committing sins? That's what many people are afraid of. You want to steal, but you said, if I steal and I get caught, they may jail me. They may kill me. They may imprison me. So you really don't hate stealing, which is hurting another person. You are only afraid of consequence. I pray that you will leave that level and you will get to a point where what matters is your love for righteousness, and you will hate iniquity. Do you know what it means to hate something? It means that if we search inside of Christ, there was no part of him that desire, admire, wish for sin in any way, in any shape, nor in any form. He hated it. It doesn't make sense to him. He despised it. He doesn't want anything to do with sin. Brethren, this is what Jesus came to accomplish for us. That's why he nailed our sinful nature to the cross. If this is not your state, what you need to do is to cry to him and say, Lord Jesus, make me to love righteousness and hate iniquity. I tell you, if you truly love righteousness, you will hate iniquity. The reason why you don't hate iniquity is because you also do not love righteousness. But my prayer is that today, that work of Jesus, you will allow it to be perfected in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.